Right, ladies and gentlemen, for the very first time in the 24-25 season, welcome, a very big welcome, to the Long Ball Football Podcast. You are listening to myself, Albert, and as always, I'm joined by my brother Barney. How are you doing, Barney? How's things?
Yeah, very good. Good to be back. It feels like a very long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it has been quite a long time. We've had quite a healthy break over the summer. I think the last time we recorded was in May, perhaps.
Wow. Yeah, it does feel like the season ends early, doesn't it?
It does,
of course,
yeah.
The Euros and the disappointment with that. Should we introduce ourselves in case there's any new listeners?
Perhaps, yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, if you are listening to us for the first time, perhaps you've been recommended the show or you followed us on Twitter over the summer or something like that. This is the Long Ball Football Podcast. It's a weekly podcast about all things football in Portugal. So we cover the Primeira Liga, we cover the Portuguese Cups, and we cover Portuguese clubs in Europe. And we're about to get started for the 24-25 season, which is upon us. It kicks off Friday, the 9th of August, I believe. I don't know what the fixture is. We'll check that out soon. But yeah, we are just doing this quick record to say hello, get back into the swing of things, because it's about to get very hectic with the season upon us. Barney, do you want to talk about any of the plans we've got coming up?
I was going to say, it's already been hectic, hasn't it, trying to keep up with all the transfers that have started to come up.
True, and exactly.
Familiar ourselves with the new clubs. We're going to try and do, I think, a small podcast with some of the, podcasts we're big fans of from the top four teams in Portugal. So hopefully link up with the Porto podcast, the Braga podcast, and all things Avalard.
Mr. Benfica,
yes. I was trying to remember exact names, which is very exciting.
Very exciting.
We hooked up with them before.
Yeah, Mike Agostinho to his friends. Not yet. So this is what we're excited about because, you know, we chat to a lot of people on Twitter and we sort of keep up on social media, but I think podcast collaborations happen quite rarely. So that's something we're looking to rectify very early on in the season. So four big collaborations. Because, yeah, we're rethinking slightly what our pre-season content is going to be. For the last couple of years, we've done big pre-season preview shows just with me and Barney. So this year, we've decided to switch up a little bit and have guests from the top four clubs. Then me and Barney will take you through the rest of the teams outside that in a separate show. We're also going to do some kind of Q&As and some predictions, perhaps. We've done that a few times. So yes, plenty to look forward to in a very short space of time, less than 2 weeks, Barney. It was 2 weeks last Friday until the season starts. So yeah, the podcast is going to ramp up quite a lot in the next week or so. So keep an eye on that. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast if you're not already and you've got the automatic downloads on so you don't miss any of the episodes. And of course, this is a great time to mention that there's even more to be enjoyed over on our Patreon page, which we launched over a year ago now. Last season was our first full season running the Patreon. It was very, very successful, if I do say so myself. We've got a whole bunch of members. I think we've got something like 36 members in there now, which is really good. It's a great little community. It's a chance to meet with other Primeira Liga fans. And we run all sorts of community things on there, like a weekly predictions league, which is a lot of fun. We do a weekly bonus podcast as well, which is a preview show we do on there. And we do watch-alongs for Primeira Liga games, all of which will be coming back next season as well. So yeah, if that sounds like the sort of thing you'd be interested in, definitely check it out. We'll put a link to that in the description of our podcast. We also, Barney, although we haven't been recording, we have been fairly busy over the summer, I think it's fair to say. I'm doing that classic thing of teasing the listeners.
I think some
of which has been seen already. We did launch our new our logo and our whole new design branding from great friend of the show, Mark Reeves from the Journeyman podcast. He done that for us. So if you've been following us on social media, you would have seen that. And if you just follow us on your podcast app, you'll see the new artwork, which we're really, really happy with.
A much more classy affair. It always reminds me of when we were at the very, very beginning trying to think of a name for the podcast. And to quote a clip from an old documentary about LA United where the manager just goes off on one and says, like, goes on a massive rant against the players, calling them all out, swearing and effing and Jeff and all that. And I think one line he says, and you can pair up if you like, and can you bring your fucking dinner? And I wanted to call the podcast "And You Can Bring Your Fucking Janitor." So, but then seeing the new artwork now, you know, with the
Wouldn't
long,
quite have worked.
much more classy.
Yeah. Also, we made the mistake of having a pun in our podcast name that only works written down, which for an audio only format doesn't quite work. Anyway, we're not changing the name of the podcast. We changed the logo. But like I said, potentially even more exciting news to come, which our patrons already know about. So that's
another
intriguing
reason.
Intriguing way to get you to check out the Patreon if you want to find out what that's all about. But yes, hopefully we'll have some very big announcements soon, and also we'll have plenty of podcasts for you guys to listen to. So I think that's everything in terms of what to look forward to, in terms of what's coming up. Barney, obviously we want to give the people more than 5 minutes, so I want to ask you a question before we go, and I want to ask, with the season about to start, what are you most excited about with the start of the Premier League season coming up?
There's a few things that I'm quite excited by. The first one is the sort of the retaining of talent, which seems to be happening, right? Like, obviously, as of now, the end of July. As of now, Sporting have still got Jokeres and Amorim, which I didn't think was going to happen. Everything was sort of leaning towards them leaving. Benfica have a lot of talent as well. There's been no big departures, and if anything, more talent's coming in. Same with Porto as well. I'm really interested because and here I am, rusty and not even haven't gone through the preseason prep, but I forgot the new Porto manager's name.
Yeah, good point. Former assistant to Sergio Conceição. We haven't done our notes yet. Although that is a fairly basic one.
We will though, don't worry. but like, you know, what I'm trying to say with that, Porto, is that there's young players being given a chance in pre-season and some players coming back like Carmo and Fran Navarro. So, you know, talent there. Braga as well, no big departures there of note. And I'd say further down the league as well. Basically, what I'm trying to say, we're so often doing this podcast over the last few years, the summer comes and all our favorite players, all those little players from the small clubs of core eye disappear. And so far, it feels like, there's more people there. I'd also say I'm really excited by some of the transfer business that's gone on as well. Some of the clubs are making a lot of moves, which I like. Rio Ave in particular have caught my eye. We'll go
yes,
into
indeed.
That. But yeah, I'd say that. I think it And it's hard to quantify, right? Because the Portugal have been slipping down the coefficients rankings in recent years, and it's it's the obvious fact of that now is that it's only Vitória and are challenging for the Conference League. When last year we had two teams, and no one's ever done well. Vitória at the moment are up in their first leg, so I'm hoping they can progress. They play on Thursday, don't they? But yeah, maybe this isn't right, but I just had a feeling that actually the quality was sort of diminishing and sort of in line with the coefficients dropping. But I feel last season and as I said so far in this window, there does seem to be high quality players in this league and throughout the league, and it looks like perhaps we might see a little boost in the quality of play we see. I don't know.
I think that's a fantastic, fantastic thing to be excited about. I completely agree, and I would direct our listeners to a thread by friend of the show Ben Mattinson. If you go on our Twitter page, you have to scroll down a little bit because we've been talking a lot about new kits and stuff like that. But if you scroll down, you'll see a thread from Ben Mattinson about Liga Portugal talent. So, as Barney says, we're so used to these players leaving. We're so used to these star players in our league from the big clubs and the small clubs leaving after one good year. But I'm just going to run through some of the names that he included on this thread of talented players in the league. Gustavo Sarr, still at Famalicão. Jota Silva, at time of recording, still at Vitória. Luis Junior, still at Famalicão. Rafik Gaitán, still at Estoril. Andrew, the goalie, still at Gil Vicente. Mohamed Belloumi, still at Ferenc. Thomas Handel for Vitória. Zaidu Youssef, Leonardo Lello. Christo at Arouca, still there. Kanyu Fujimoto, still at Gil Vicente.
Wow.
You know, there's so many names that we've been sort of excited about over the last few seasons that are still in the Premier League. So I agree. I think that's a really, really good thing to be excited about. And I think I look forward to seeing all those players back in action because I have missed it. One thing that I would say I'm excited about, Barney, is actually I feel more, I don't know if you agree about this, I feel more optimistic about Europe this season. I feel more optimistic. And we've actually already seen some European football, obviously. Both Vitória and Braga are currently ahead in their two-legged European qualifiers. Although, I mean, I don't want to diss another country's league, but Vitória playing a team from Malta, I did wonder what kind of standard of opposition that was. But look, they've got to beat the team in front of them, and they did, so...
And as I was saying, previous seasons, our teams have really struggled in the Europa Conference League qualifiers, no matter where
Absolutely.
what the other teams is like and where they're from, So yeah, I agree with you. I think that's a good point. And because we can't only blame the teams not qualifying for the Conference League or not getting the coefficient points. Braga and the other teams haven't done as well as we expected them to do in their competitions, be it Europa League or Champions League. It seems to be always one team that has a good run and the rest sort of just disappointment. So, but I'm hopeful that will change this year as well. I think
Yeah, and I
potentially.
think Barney's where it will be. I mean, listen, we all love the Champions League, but realistically, a Portuguese club's not going to get to the final of the Champions League. So I'm
No.
looking forward to the Conference League, and I would love Vitória to get to that group stage because I think that opens up a whole new competition that we haven't had a chance to cover yet. And I
Yeah.
think they'd be real dark horses to do well in that competition, especially another team with an exciting new manager. And Braga as well in the Europa League and all that kind of stuff. So that's I mean, listen, there's so many things that we could choose to left off that we're excited about. And yeah, just to reiterate, our proper pre-season analysis is on the way. So make sure you are subscribed to the podcast wherever you get. We're gonna have detailed analysis of Benfica, Porto, Sporting, Braga, and all the rest of the teams in the Primeira Liga ahead of the new season, which kicks off in less than 2 weeks. And again, just a reminder that there'll be loads of extra stuff happening and some real great benefits over on our Patreon page, which, Nia, I remind you, is only £1 a month. I think you'd do very well to find a better value Patreon page than the one we're doing at the moment, which we're very proud of. So definitely check that out if you're interested. All right, Bon, I think that's enough waffling. We'll leave it there.
Keep an eye out on portugal.net for any articles we get done in the pre-season. We'll definitely have a couple out before the season starts, and there's always other stuff on there that of interest.
And also, I forgot the most important thing, Barney, our annual kit review show, which
Oh yes.
we're hoping to revive, if you saw that on YouTube. Which we're hoping to revive. So me and Barney are suddenly realizing how busy we're going to be over the next couple of weeks, but we can't wait to get stuck into the Primeira Liga again. And I'm sure you guys are excited as well. So yeah, keep an eye on your podcast feeds. Share this podcast with anyone who you think might be interested. Follow us on social media, all that kind of stuff. But yes, we'll be seeing a lot of each other very soon. But in the meantime, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.